TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Rupert Evershed reading my monthly nature notes. Some spring highlights. There is a lot of nature in spring. At least it feels that way as fresh green leaves unfurl to cover all those wintry views and provide a luxuriant backdrop to everything. From the heights and depths of all this new foliage, birdsong emanates, at its best right now, from dawn until dusk. There is so much to take in, to see and to be reacquainted with, that it's difficult to know quite where to start. Of course, the first place to start is perhaps very early in the morning, about an hour before first light. At the first hint of light in the east, a chorus of birdsong builds across the landscape, be it suburban gardens or country copses. To witness it is one of life's great miracles, made even more so by the fact that we, for the most part, are fast asleep for this daily performance. Lying in bed and listening is no substitute for actually getting out to listen. The chances are the nearest bird to your bedroom window will begin to sound annoyingly repetitive as your body fights you back to sleep. But outside, standing in the first light of dawn, breathing the cool air, sound comes to the fore and you are bathed in a soundscape of natural music. The 19th century naturalist and writer Henry Thoreau captured the wonderfully renewing experience of being in nature at dawn when he wrote, "Morning brings back the heroic ages." Of course, you may not be an early riser, but that does not mean there's not still plenty to see. Driving around the lanes surrounding St Albans, you will undoubtedly have tantalising glimpses of blue carpet stretching across the woodland floors. I sometimes think that these glimpses of bluebells are better than actually walking among them. Somehow, up close, a little of their magic fades, but viewed from afar between the dark woody trunks, they make a woodland glow with an ethereal beauty. Out walking recently, nature has also literally bumped into me, in the form of St Mark's flies that, true to their name, have suddenly emerged en masse following the Saint's Day on the 25th of April. They are not the kind of nature that most people get excited about, and while they are completely harmless, they are large enough to require you to keep your mouth closed lest you ingest an unwelcome morsel of chitin. However, to me, they are a welcome sight and a sign of the fullness of spring. Their appearance means the air is once again filling with the life-giving volume of insect life that is the basis for so much of the natural world. Some we love, like the pollinating bees and butterflies, and most we are not so keen on, viewing them as mild irritants to terrifying pests. But their presence, and importantly quantity, means that so much of what we love about summer is on the doorstep. Swifts screaming around the rooftops, swallows over the fields, and house martins busy under the eaves. This year, the swifts of St Albans must also be wary that they don't become food themselves, as the city is playing host to some new residents, peregrine falcons. One of the few birds able to match the swift in aerial speed and dexterity, there will perhaps be an extra tension in the air for this year's swifts, as the peregrines have, for the first time ever, started nesting on the Abbey Tower. After many years of anticipation, St Albans Abbey has finally joined the host of cathedrals up and down the country that can offer views of peregrines going about their daily business on its high spires, gargoyles and turrets. Some of this business is necessarily grisly, as prey is brought back to be devoured, or hopefully in time fed to hungry chicks in the nest. If you like a challenge, take a pair of binoculars and see if you can spot them. You might even get to identify what their latest meal is. Just recently, a bright green pile of feathers indicated that St Albans now has one less ring-necked parakeet. Of course, you may settle for something less gory, but whatever you do, take a moment to enjoy spring's rich variety.
TNF Soundings.